As Your Stomach Turns, a dramatic production that asks us each a different question and always supplies a new and provocative answer. As Your Stomach Turns stars Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, soldier of fortune, handsome opportunist, 39-year-old citizen of the world, a man known at the gaming tables of Monte Carlo, the finest clubs in London and Paris, and the most remote islands of the South Pacific. Friend to kings and brigands alike, Carney, because of his versatile charm and magnificent physique, is respected and revered by all who cross his path, except, of course, by those who prey on the weak and the frightened of the world. For Carney is a friend of the downtrodden and oppressed, and his life should serve as an example to all of us as we listen to today's episode of As Your Stomach Turns.
Well, young Rob, it's certainly an honor that the president has trusted us to take these secret papers to number 10 Downing Street and deliver them to Prime Minister Churchill. Let's see now, our plane lands in 15 minutes at Heathrow Airport in London.
Excuse me, Tiki Jack, but what happened to the cave and the princess and the hateful Japanese army?
Darned if I know, young Rob, but this is the script that Clarence gave me for today.
Well, that's all well and good, Tiki Jack, but how did we get out of that pitch-black cave, and what happened to the huge jewel, and whatever happened to the princess?
I really don't know, young Rob, but I can tell you that we are on the most dangerous mission of our lives, and there are literally hundreds of German agents looking for us and our precious bundle of top-secret papers.
That's fine, Tiki Jack, but it seems to me we should finish one dangerous adventure before we leap headlong into another one. Besides, I kind of like those monkeys.
Please, young Rob, try to be serious, and no more banana jokes. Just sit back, try to look like the rest of the passengers. Oh, be careful. Here comes the stewardess.
Coffee, tea, or milk?
For goodness sakes, Tiki Jack, it's the princess.
Princess?
Hi, boys. You want some earphones?
Princess, what are you doing dressed up like a stewardess?
I really don't know, young Rob. This is the script that Clarence gave me.
Tiki Jack, I just don't understand.
There's nothing to understand, young Rob. Once again, Clarence has goofed. And it's this kind of mindless carelessness that will lose the war for the brave Allied forces. But it's our duty to cover for him. We'll go on with this script just as if nothing had happened.
What do you mean as if nothing strange had happened? We jump from a dark cave in the Pacific to a plane heading for England in one episode. We have the most valuable jewel in the world one minute, and the next minute we're carrying secret papers from President Roosevelt to Winston Churchill. Tiki Jack, this is just not right.
Well, boys, that's showbiz.
Oh, you can talk. You know Gary Moore.
Yeah, please, young Rob, please.
No, I mean it, Tiki Jack. The spirits leave town, and then there are at least 12 guys doing baseball.
Get a hold of yourself, young Rob. Stewardess, what can you bring my young friend here to steady his nerves?
Well, I have 38 copies of People magazine and the Wall Street Journal.
Now, just cut that out. Bring him anything he wants. What do you want, young Rob?
I'd like a banana.
Don't. No banana jokes. No bananas and no banana jokes. Stewardess, are there any suspicious-looking passengers on board this plane?
Just one, Tiki Jack, that man up there. He's wearing a long velvet jumpsuit with a Prus cap.
With a what?
A Prus cape.
A Prus cape?
And long dangling earrings.
For heaven's sakes, that is suspicious. Unless, of course, he's from California. Let me talk to him. We can afford to take no chances. You there, what about that outfit you've got on?
It doesn't make you a bad person.
Well, young Rob, I don't think we have to worry about him.
I just don't understand why he bothered with the airplane.
Never mind. The point is, we did deliver the jewel from the princess's tribe to President Roosevelt for safekeeping until after the hideous war has ended. And we're on an even more dangerous mission now.
All right, Tiki Jack, I'll accept that. But what about our current mission, and what about the stewardess here?
She's not the stewardess. She's an agent assigned to work with us. Isn't that right, Secret Agent X-9?
Right, Tiki Jack. Yuckapoola!
Princess, I don't think you should do that in the first class section.
That's right, Princess. Not Princess. I mean X-9.
Sorry, boys. I forgot.
You know what they say, Tiki Jack. Sunny today and share tomorrow.
You're going to start with the banana jokes again? You want to live in Salt Lake City?
Hush, boys. The captain has come back out of the cabin to talk to the passionist.
die Hände des Friedens ist euren Führern aus entgegengestreckt worden. Sie haben diese Hände abgewiesen.
Tiki Jack, I have to think we got on the wrong plane.
As a much-needed public service, KMOX has presented another inspirational episode of As Your Stomach Turns. Join us again when we rejoin Jack Carney in the title role as Tiki Jack, handsome 39-year-old soldier of fortune, respected by all who know him, enemy of those who prey on the weak and helpless, the lonely and afraid, the downtrodden and oppressed. Tiki Jack, whose life should serve as an example to all of us on As Your Stomach Turns. This is Bob Hardy speaking, and I really didn't want to do this.